Here at the end of the National Ethanol Conference with me is Bob Dineen, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association. And Bob, what did you think about this year's conference?
Well, I thought it was an excellent event. You know, a difficult time in the industry with the market the way it is right now, but there's a lot of enthusiasm here, and there's a lot of optimism. They are realistic about the fights that are coming forward, but they are ready to fight, and they are ready to make sure that Congress does not mess with the RFS, and that was my principal objective coming out of this. But lots of great discussions about future markets, lots of great discussions about global marketplace, lots of great discussions today about E15 and how to move it forward. So I'm excited. I'm pumped.
And Secretary Vilsack here once again and trying to pump up the volume, pump up the troops here. Your reaction to his comments today?
Well, as always, Secretary Vilsack, great leader, very articulate, very passionate. I thought his message, though, that you're under attack because you're winning, not because you're losing, echoed some of my comments yesterday, but he's able to do it in a much more effective fashion, as always. And I think people have to understand that. We're under siege today. But it's not because we don't have a good fuel. It's not because we don't have a bright future. It is because we are really challenging oil companies today. And the battle for the barrel that I continue to talk about, we are winning that battle today. We are going to win it for our children.
Cellulosic fuel, big topic of conversation here today. And coincidentally, at the same time, we had a panel on Phantom Fuels. At the same time in Congress, they were introducing a bill, legislation to try and call the Phantom Fuels Act to try and keep retailers from having to pay for fuel that at this point they say doesn't exist. Your comments on that, just another attack on RFS?
Well, you had a couple of big oil congressmen introducing a bill saying we're going to relieve the oil companies of this tremendous burden of having to find these phantom fuels. These members should have been out here. They would have seen the phantom fuels. They could have learned that they're actually is cellulose development that's going on today. And hopefully they will soon eat their words, because I believe that the future is now.
All right, very good. Any other comments, Bob?
Thank you for being here. This has been a great event. It's always wonderful seeing you.
And wonderful to see you as well. Here at the National Ethanol Conference, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.